All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and let me adjust this for a second. There we are. It's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner with Eve Nicole. And we are back, and I'm in the middle of the damn desert. Okay. Oh, shit, I lost a BP. So, what? It's a doodle elephant. How do I have the HP of the beast right now? That fucker was strong. Dude, I need to find a level shop. Ooh! There's a sketch girl. Alright, hold on. Give me a strong attack. Obviously, things are starting to kick my ass a little bit, so this might actually turn into a game stream. A lot of people are like, good Grim, I wanted to see. Well, it is a video game. This is actually a computer game, so we're not just reading through sex scenes and things here. Ooh! Sketch is weak! Yeah, I got her! I still don't know what I do with the gal monsters, but yeah, I got Sketch. Could just sell it off too. Oh, look at the little chibi sprite. That was shit. That just does a lot. Inflicts instant death. Okay, hold on, guys. She can fuck you up. Oh! All right. Lancelot. And here we are at the capital of Lancelot. Powerful sunlight scorched the stone buildings, dry winds scattered the sand, and so the people naturally traveled the city through the shadiest spots. The calm wind carried a citrusy aroma that reinforced the fact that they were in a foreign country. This is some serious heat. Heat is one of the things that defines Lancelot the most. It also helps you train your mental fortitude. Have you been here before? The Republic of Lancelot's knights are lacking, so I've answered requests to assist them on several occasions. Which Lancelot pays for, of course. We're on friendly terms with them, though, so more than just knights travel here from Eden. After they take care of monsters, many knights enjoy spending some free time at Lake Guinevere. Nice, sounds like a vacation. But when other female knights saw me in a swimsuit, they kept their distance. That's when I became even more isolated from the other knights. Ha ha ha. Must have looked pretty striking in that swimsuit. Oh yeah, Lake Guinevere is a huge ocean-like thing north of here, right? Yes, though calling it a sea is more accurate. Hmm? Huh? But it's Lake Guinevere. That's true, but it's actually a lake. Ask Riche. Sure, wait, where'd Riche go? Astro looked around, but Riche had vanished without a trace. She's lined up at a food stand over there, her and all of her 1 HP. Oh, you're right. She seems to really be enjoying herself. Sorry, when I see a line, I just get the urge to stand in it. Sometime later, Risha returned with more bread than she could hold. This is the Rising Sun bread from Heidi, a famous bakery. Risha, it's okay to be excited, but did you need to buy that much? Well, I asked for a whole pile of bread, but I didn't expect to actually get it. The three of us combined can't even eat all this. Should we return it? That looked lame, so no way. Besides, making mistakes like this happens a lot when traveling abroad. Now eat some bread. Very well then. It's good. Then me too. Yeah, tasty. The crust crispy, but the inside's fluffy. I've never had bread like this before. It's like a soup-like something spreading through my mouth. It's good. No need to force yourself to describe it, Ramius. That's true. Come on now, there's still a ton left. You can have some more too, Aster. It's good, but my mouth's drying up. Here, have some water. It's a bit more costly in this country, but staying hydrated is important. Moga! Toa? You should swallow before you talk. Gulp. Ah, I'm alive. But wait, Toa, what a coincidence. Asher happened to have passed by Toa, the girl he met on his first visit to the capital of Eden. Oh, is this someone you know, Aster? We met in Eden. Well now, so you know my husband. I'm his wife, Risha. Nice to meet you. Oh, Aster's wife. Wow, she's so pretty, like a princess from a fairy tale. I'm Ramius, also his wife. What? Whoa, And she's really sexy. He has two beautiful wives? Covered in sand. Are you sightseeing in Lancelot now? Huh? Oh, yes I am. I've been looking into Lancelot's history, culture, traditions, and so on. I heard the city of Sapphire holds a strange celebration called the Nubobo Festival, but it's called off for various reasons. Oh, I've never heard of that festival before. I wish I'd gotten to see the legendary giant Nubobo. Are you a bard? Does that bag on your back have an instrument in it? No, I'm not a bard. I make these. Toa put down her bag and took out some sheets of paper with drawings on them. Oh, do you use those pictures for storytelling? Yes, I draw them myself. Sounds fun. Would you mind showing us? I'm glad you're interested, but I have a little something to do right now. There's no time, unfortunately. Sorry, I have to say goodbye already. Maybe another time. Hold it. When Toa bowed and tried to leave, Astro gripped her hand and held her back. Sorry. No, that's okay, but was there something else you wanted? Are you having trouble with something? I don't know if we can help, but can you at least tell us about it? I appreciate the thought, but I couldn't ask that of you. Don't worry about it. Not getting the chance to help someone in need would actually make me feel worse. Agreed. Tell us everything you know. Why is this starting to sound like an interrogation? Thank you. Then allow me to ask your advice. But first, what's wrong? My hand. But please let go of my hand. Oh! Esther noticed he was still holding Toa's hand and reluctantly let go. I see, so you lost something? Yes, my cherished pocket watch. When I got back from the cow bus tour, I noticed it was missing. Then you must have dropped it during the tour. I gotcha. I'm sure it was by Lake Guinevere, so I was about to go search for it there. It's dangerous outside. That's no place for a girl to wander by herself. But that watch is very important to me. Okay, then leave it to us. Huh? I wanted to check out the lake anyway, so this is a perfect opportunity. Yes, I'm sure bread eaten by the lakeside would be that much more delicious. Thank you. When we get back, be sure to show us your story. Okay, I'd be delighted to. Then let's go search. Lake Guinevere is right next to the north of Lancelot. Hart decided to leave the thankful girl at the city and head to Lake Guinevere. Okay. Ugh, can't sleep. Astro listened to his wife snore next to him as the agonizing night went on. But sex won't help me recover at all, and it'll just get more tired. Ha, guess I'll go to the bathroom. Morning? Good morning, Astor. Morning. Sleep well, Astor? Risha and Ramius woke up in the same bed and noticed they were sleeping next to each other. Morning, you two. What? Why? Well, see, when I got back from the bathroom last night, you two were sleeping in my bed. Then the person next to me when I snuck into the bed was... It's nice that you could sleep together, though. You're so close with each other. I guess if we're thinking the same thing, maybe we're too close. I knew you were too soft to be Aster. The wives shared an awkward feeling as they got ready to leave the inn. Hey there, welcome to my item shop. Whoa, a scantily dressed girl. It's hot, so what do you expect? Oh yeah, that makes sense. Aster was less interested in the merchandise than in glancing at the shopkeeper. Fond of tiny girls? Not in particular. I like all girls. Wonderful. When boys like you buy something, I offer them some sexual service. Seriously? What kind of sexual service? Smothering. Smothering? I mean, I squeeze your face between my boobs. Awesome. Yay, I can't wait. Wait, what? Esther noticed the girl's chest wasn't nearly big enough for that. Flat? I can't do it now, but I can write you a guarantee that I will when I'm older. I guess that's not bad. Alright, time to buy lots of stuff. Heh, what a nice boy. Close to the fact that the girl was older than him, and had long since stopped growing, asked her for use the store's wares. Okay, so what do we need? Oof. Well, we can't buy much. We're actually kind of... We sell shit? Piggyback pal. We need, like, a lot of these right now, guys. I'm not buying her that yet. I don't know what people are using. Pink sword plus two, right? So let's see. Can I... I hope I don't... See, I'm trying not to sell items that I've got equipped. I mean, still, it's not near enough. Sell stuff that I don't know what, you know. Level shop. Church. When Astor opened the door to the church, he was met with Lauren's somehow calming smile. It's been some time, Master. I see you came to the Republic of Lancelot, too. Yeah, we haven't met since I became a knight. My congratulations. Got another wife, too. Becoming a knight was the right way to go. Huh? You already have another wife? Yeah. Master showed off his rings to Lauren. That was rather quick. Most people are monogamous, so they would hesitate at first. I'm from the middle of nowhere, so I wouldn't really know about that. I don't think it has much to do with where you're from. Well, as long as I'm here, I might as well do some praying. By all means. Lauren urged Astor to go before the statue of Mother Eve, where he kneeled, put his hands together, and began to pray. I'm sure now that he has more than one wife, Astor must be satisfied. Ha, Lauren's just as sexy as I remember her. Raimi is hot too, but it's like a different kind of hot. Huh? Well, what's wrong? When she saw the mist pouring out of Astor, Lauren's smile faded. This may be rude to ask, but are you not being satisfied at night? What do you mean by that? I mean, sex. Oh, I do that, like, every day. Every day? Yeah, sometimes we take turns, and sometimes we do it together, I guess. Together? What's wrong? Your face is red. I'm sorry, I have no experiences with such things, you see. You're so cute that I'm sure you could get some experience if you felt like it. I can't, certainly not. Huh? Do saints have to be virgins or something? No, plenty of saints are married, in fact. If you have a family, traveling the world becomes complicated, though. Huh. But saints have surprisingly little opportunity to meet potential partners. I may never be able to find love. I wouldn't worry about that. You're super cute. Ah. Esther watched Laurent blush and awkwardly fidget, giving him a sense of satisfaction. Welcome to the Republic of Lancelot. This is the only democracy in the world. Esther didn't really know what democracy was, but he smiled and nodded just the same. There are rumors that a giant monster is living in Lake Guinevere. I guess you could call it Gwinesi. Nah, it doesn't have the same ring to it. Man's eyes shine like a young boy's. Tried Heidi's bread yet? It's soft and super delicious. But the ingredients come from Eden. Can't grow much in that desert besides radishes. Esther learned the term food self-sufficiency rate. The Republic of Lancelot's biggest industry is fuzzy grass. Fuzzy grass can be used to produce threatened cloth. Esther was shocked to learn his clothes were made in this country. Not going to bed yet, Riche? Nah, I'm balancing our checkbook first. Don't wait for me, you can sleep now. Thanks for always doing that. Don't work too hard. Good night, Esther. I dreamed it was a flying fish. Did fish fly or not? Morning, Riche. Sounds like you could have used more sleep. Esther and his wives left the inn. Back in the day, they say we had a famous fountain around here, but as the water crisis became more severe, it was turned off. I'd recommend travelers buy water if they don't want to get sick too. Astra learned to fear the local water. Snake Crest? What's a Snake Crest? Never heard of it. Is that some newfangled things the kids are into? Astra failed to gain any info about Snake Crest. Okay, alright. Alright. Competent fighters are able to sense a hidden enemy's presence, I hear. Apparently, they can see black mist where the enemies are. So when you're walking in dangerous areas, take it slow and keep your eyes peeled. Esther heard some helpful adventuring info. Did you notice on your status screen there's something called shock rate? No. That's a chance when one of your physical attacks puts your opponent into dizzy status. Oh wow, I didn't know that. When an enemy's dizzy, they can't attack on their own turn, on their turn, or avoid attacks. Esther heard some helpful adventuring info. Doodle elephants have a high critical rate, so be careful. If after an attack the enemy glows and a sword mark appears, then their next attack will be a critical. If you raise your own crit rate, you might be able to pull off the same thing. Esther heard some helpful adventuring info. I think I've gotten all the info. Okay. Well, that's it. That's all we can do here. Okay, well, they don't have a... Okay. Came up with a satisfactory explanation for himself and entered the city of Lancelot, Leaf Town. I'm sorry, I was supposed to read that, but... We're leveled up a little bit against the doodle elephants with the Ooh, wow. Light arrow. Wee. Awesome. Remember, they're one hit kill, so you gotta beat them quick. Oh, I don't know about that one. Hold on. I got her. Esther, do we need to do something here? Huh? Well, not really. Isn't there someone else somewhere else we should go first? Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Maybe the heat's getting to my head. Hardy turned around and went back the way they came. You really can't go too many places in this game. Alright, you gotta be careful with her. Oh! I don't have anything. So this is Lake Guinevere. Faced with a vast body of water known as Lake Guinevere, Aster gasped at its immense size. Technically, it isn't Lake Guinevere itself, huh? See that chunk of land in the water ahead and to the right? In the middle of that, there's this tiny pool of water. That's the real Lake Guinevere. What? As the population in the area increased, the actual Lake Guinevere dried up and shrank. So one Lancelot, a close associate of King Arthur, drew seawater into the dry part of the lake, making it what it is today. That explains the saltwater smell. Can you really call this a lake, though? Eating bread while looking at Lake Guinevere isn't bad. Are you really still eating bread? By the way, what's that fog floating over the lake? Yeah, I was wondering about that, too. What could it be? It's not a sandstorm. The guidebook doesn't say anything about it, either. Anyway, shall we look for Toa's watch? She said the tour passed through this area. Sparkle. Oh, I see something shiny over there. Now hold it right there. We found this first. Whoa. When Asta ran up to the lost object, some vile men jumped out from behind a cactus. Because of course they did. Looks like it's worth some cash. I figured whoever dropped it'd show up, but this is even better catch than I expected. Heh heh, boiling in this heat was well worth it. The men stared at Riche and Ramius as though to appraise their value. Astrid, these men are, yeah, probably outlaws. Looks like they're in the Republic of Lancelot, too. The men had shiny black rings on their fingers. If the women stay here, we'll let the man go. All right, so I'd say, but we go for men, too. No discrimination from us. I wonder about that. Yeah, get them! Yep, looks like the pocket watch is okay. Let's get this back to Toa fast. Seconds later, every outlaw was knocked unconscious. They were pretty weak. Feels like they only just became outlaws. Even if there were snake crests, I doubt they know anything. Hey! Yeah. Are you okay? I heard some outlaws were spotted around here and came to check. Oh, no problem there. We already took care of them. Whoa, amazing. Ramius pointed to the unconscious men. The armed woman smiled tensely. Who are you? A member of the Adventurers Guild. I took a request to keep watch around Lake Guinevere. Oh, so you're extra help. Yes, because Lancelot's knights have had enough trouble with monsters. Are they that weak? Every time there's a new president, they're taking a new direction, so it does cause some problems. The Republic of Lancelot's led by a president who the public chooses through an election. Huh, interesting. Thanks to you, the nearby town should have less to fear from the outlaws. I appreciate your assistance. Astra remembered his secret mission from King Lewin and unconsciously looked away from the adventurer. Oh, by the way, what's the pink fog floating around the lake? It's poison fog. Make sure not to get too close. Poison? Started appearing near the lake a few years ago, but it's become so widespread that it's now much harder to deal with. Around that time, the number of outlaws also began to increase, gradually becoming too much for the knights to handle, I believe. Fog and outlaws, I can't imagine that's a coincidence. Maybe there's some connection. The party handed the outlaws over to the woman and decided to return to Lancelot. Aster and his wives returned to the city of Lancelot and handed Toa the pocket watch. Yes, this is it. Thank you so much. Toa accepted the pocket watch and held it tight in her hands. Must be pretty important to you if you were going to let go get it by yourself. Yes, it's an heirloom from my deceased mother. Oh. Don't feel bad. Father gives me enough love to make up for it. You must have a good father. Yes, he makes me quite proud. Actually, my father's nothing to scoff at either. I don't think this is a competition. Well, not that I don't have a pretty impressive father, too. Now, as promised, I'll let you see my story. Although I hate to disappoint you, but it's not terribly exciting. Really? Yes, I tell stories because I want to teach children who can't travel about the world. Sounds like I could learn something. That's interesting enough in itself. I'd also like to see what the children around here think, so would you mind if I let some of them watch as well? Of course not. It wouldn't be fair if we kept you to ourselves. Thank you. Now then. Clap, clap. When Toa clapped, the children playing in the area rushed over. Yay, story time! Dang, I used all my allowance. The story is entirely free. I'm not a professional. Aw, do you not have candy to give out either? Oh, I did remember to get some. Here, have some rock candy if you'd like. Yay! Oh, me too. Now that they knew the story was free, children started to gather around Toa in droves. Hi, give me some too. Who is that? While she was handing out candy, one clearly much older girl than the other children held her hands out. I'm sorry, I only have so much to give out. Would you mind leaving it for the children to have? Oh. Okay. The girl gave Toa a sad smile, stepped away from the children, and waited for the story to start. Was that her stomach? She must be hungry. Hey, Riche. Yes, Aster, we still have a shitload of bread. I mean, not it said loads of bread. Yeah, they've got ridiculous amounts of bread. So, of course, it's okay. Riche guessed what Aster was about to say and handed him the remaining bread. Well, was that like a psycho connection? I'm a bit jealous. Who are you calling psycho? I think you mean a psychic connection. While the two childhood friends argued, Aster carried the bread to the girl. Hey, you! Me? Want some bread? Huh? Are you sure? When Aster held off the bread, the girl's eyes happily shone, but soon after, her brow furrowed. But I don't have any money. It's free. But you've got no reason to give bread to me. The girl appeared to have some reservations about accepting the offer, but her eyes remained locked on the bread. Thing is, we bought so much that we don't know what to do with it. But, besides, the more people you share good food with, the better it tastes, I've heard. So if you eat some, that'll make my bread even better. Really? We'll find out once we try it. Here, have some. Okay, thanks. Aster forced the bread on the girl. She hesitantly accepted it and began to stuff her cheeks. Pretty impressive she can eat that with those giant gloves on. Wow, it's delicious. The bread's so soft and sweet. The inside's nice and doughy, too. It's great. It's totally different from the rye I usually have. Is this really bread? I never heard it before either. But I think so? Here, there's plenty more where that came from. What? You sure? Mister, are you Mother Eve? Don't be silly, it's just bread. I'm Master, I'm a human being. I'm Gorigora. Gorigora. Thanks, Aster. So good, so tasty. Yep, just watching you made my bread taste better. Gorigora's a nice girl. Maybe this is what having a little sister is like. Aster couldn't hold back from patting her head. His hand felt her thin, soft hair. Far from expressing any displeasure over it, Gorigora broke out into a smile as she kept eating the bread. Are you ready, everyone? It's time to begin! Toa announced she's ready to start the story, quieting all the children. Aster sat next to Gorigora and waited with her for it to begin. King Arthur and Lancelot. This is a story from hundreds of years ago. Until centuries ago, the world was ruled by dragons. Humans have been increasing in number since they were created by Mother Eve, but the dragons were too powerful for them to compete. However, as the number of humans grew, the northern continent soon became too small for all of them to live in. Around this time, the gallant hero Arthur appeared, who we've remembered until this day. Yay, Arthur! Arthur sure is cool! The mention of Arthur's name alone lit up the children's faces and got them invested in Toa's story. He claimed that somewhere out there was a warm, abundant paradise and led hundreds of thousands of his followers off on a journey. Hundreds of thousands? How much is that? Lots? It was about half of the people living on the northern continent. Humanity's great exodus. That's how bad the food situation had become. But after they traversed the poison continent, they were faced with dragons. A dragon's roar alone could stop a human's heart, and one sweep of their tails could end the lives of hundreds. Dragons are so scary. But Arthur challenged the dragons, and after 1,000 days of brutal conflict, he finally got them to admit defeat. Yay, I knew Arthur could do it. The dragons then served under Arthur and assisted with the exodus under the name of the Witches of the Round Table. Wait, if they're dragons, why were they called witches? Don't you know, Aster? All dragons are female, apparently. You don't even know the story of Arthur? How backwards must Fresh Fish Island be? It's got fresh fish. The story proceeded despite Aster's descent into depression, moving on to when Arthur established a country. When Eden was in sight, Arthur declared his journey over. Why? He was so close to the goal. Arthur's close followers were all confused too. And so he told them, All I can do is lead you on a journey. I have no talent for governing a country. After they heard that, most headed off to the paradise called Eden and set up a nation there. But a surprisingly large number of people chose to remain in the desert land with Arthur. That's when the witches of the Round Table and Arthur's close friend Lancelot convinced him to establish a new country of his own. It was the kingdom of Arthur. Thanks to the protection of their king, the harsh environment didn't stop them from becoming a great nation. I always loved this story, but we haven't gotten to the story of this country's founding yet. The story starts with Arthur and the Exodus. What? The story starts with the author in the Exodus. You can't skip it or it'll make people mad. Huh? Seriously? If you put author's name on any product, it'll sell. They even had to put regulations on that. Wow! Author's unexpected popularity swung Aster from confusion into shock. But as the country stabilized and its population grew, the water from Lake Guinevere ceased to be enough. Continued use of the lake's water caused it to steadily shrink until it was far away from the kingdom of Arthur. But even Arthur couldn't do anything about it. No, no, you can't live without water. I thought King Arthur could do anything. No, Arthur wasn't the all-powerful king you thought he was. The country was saved from this dilemma by Lancelot and the Witches of the Round Table. Lancelot consulted with the witches and had them create facilities that could turn salt water into drinking water. Then he suggested King Arthur fill Lake Guinevere with salt water and construct a new capital nearby. Maybe Lancelot's cool too. The people were disappointed with King Arthur and wanted Lancelot to become their king in the new capital. What? But they wanted Arthur to be their king in the first place. What jerks! Just goes to show, heroes aren't so helpful in times of peace. But when Arthur heard about that, he left. A country where everyone would think about how to handle problems together is what Arthur always wanted. Most of the population migrated to Lancelot, making them the new great nation and the kingdom of Arthur a significantly smaller one. But rather than become king, Lancelot tried to answer Arthur's hopes by setting up a republic governed by the people. Then just 5 years ago, a massive outbreak of monsters brought the kingdom of Arthur to ruin. But most of the population was evacuated to Lancelot, so there were relatively few casualties. That was thanks to Arthur's teachings that rather than rely on a single hero, you should do what you can for yourself, I'm sure. When you're all grown up, remember to take part in your local government and vote. Okay. This story was brought to you by the corporation paving the way to the future with plastic, the Big Bucks Company. The end. When Toe announced it was over, the quiet children erupted in applause. That was pretty educational, but the kids seemed satisfied enough just hearing about Arthur. Riche, who began standing next to Aster at some point, nodded to herself. Lady, what happened to King Arthur? Where'd the witches go? It said that King Arthur died of old age, while QD, the leader of the Witches of the Round Table, still watches over Arthur's grave to this day. Where's his grave? I've looked into it myself, but Camelot, where it's supposed to be located, is nowhere to be found. Then I'll find it. Hey, let's go search. Oh, there are outlaws about, so you shouldn't leave town. Don't worry, there are adults around Lake Guinevere. We'll be fine. There's also poison gas around the lake, so don't go without talking to an adult first. We'd totally be okay. Even after the story ended, Toa continued speaking with the children. I'm sorry. The children kept wanting to talk. Once she finally got the children to leave, Toa bowed apologetically to Aster and his wives. Don't worry about it. Besides, now I know this country a lot better, and I had a lot of fun, too. Is that so? Thank you. The children learn history this way, do they? If we had this back when I was young, maybe things would be different. Oh, there were. You just weren't interested. Oh, it's this late already? What's wrong? Had plans to meet with someone? I was planning to leave the country by cow carriage. It's already time for the carriage to leave. Oh, so you gotta go? Sucks, but you better hurry. Thanks for the story. Hopefully we see each other again. I hope so too. Farewell, everyone. Toa held down her hat to make sure it didn't fall off as she bowed, then ran over to the cow carriages. I gotta go too. Thanks for the bread. It was good. Huh? Ate it all already? It was so tasty that I ate it all real fast. Huh? Then here, have some more. You sure? Sure, have some to eat for dinner, but don't eat too much or you'll get a stomachache. Thanks, Aster. Bye-bye. Gergora stuffed the bread in her pockets and dashed off into the crowd. So happy over some bread. How innocent and cute. Trying to pick her up. What? No! You too, Ramius? I just wanted to give her bread. No ulterior motives or anything. Well, what are you talking about? Oh, you weren't suspecting me of anything? I'm Sorry, I was thinking to myself, please go over everything I missed and clear up any misunderstandings. Can't I just clear everything up to start with? Well, Ramius made unreasonable demands of Astra. She looked off in the direction Gorogoro left from. That Gorogoro girl had the scent of blood on her, but maybe I imagined it. Now that we've learned about the Republic of Lancelot's history, what should we do? Trying to chase down Snake Crest at random probably won't be easy. Have any ideas, Riche? It's simple. We just go ask the president. Really? The president? He's like the top guy here, right? Yeah, the elected leader of the country. He should have some info on Snake Crest. We're going straight to the leader? I might have married out of royalty, but as long as I'm visiting Lancelot, I've got to stop by and say hi. What? He's not here? Party visited the president's office where he normally does business, but a government official informed them that he wasn't present. Of course he isn't here. We're in the middle of the presidential election. Huh? The presidential election? I thought the president held office for 4 years. Wasn't there just an election a year ago? The opposing party submitted a vote of no confidence and got it passed. Can you still do that? The president won't be here until the election is over. What should we do? Wait for the election to end? We don't have time for that. Besides, the president will probably be busy right after then, too. Then we'll have to go meet with him personally. If you're looking for President Boars, he's out giving stump speeches. It's a close fight this time, so he's really working on it. Right now, he's most likely in Saphir, Lionel, or Hector. The man in the suit handed Astra a tourist map and returned to work. Okay, Lancelot, so Hector's over there. Saphir is over there. Lionel's there. And Pancarch is over there. And there's the lake. Okay. Arthur, up there. Huh. We're currently in Lancelot, so geez, these towns are pretty spread out. Hector's across the bridge to the west, Lionel's in the east, and Saphir's past the ridge to the south. Well, they're all about the same distance. You pick where to go, Aster. Okay, let's go. Party left to find the president in one of the three towns. We don't have enough money for that, but we can. No, we can't level up anything. Alright, we can't level. Okay. My bad. Yeah. So we gotta deal with an enemy that can constantly want. You just have to take them out quick, that's all. Yep. Oh, didn't kill me this time, though.
Get my leveled up.
Whatever. Aha, the way those handy cactus are lined up, it's like they're a family. That's pretty funny. Counted among Lancelot's tourist spots, apparently. The title's written on the ground. A passing adult handy canny kidnapping a young neighborhood Annie? That's not funny at all. This image is used on the covers of ethics textbooks and is helpful with the prevention of kidnapping incidents, apparently. I can't unsee it being a kidnapping now. There are a lot of things it's better not to know. Aster's heart ached over the heartless crime as he glared at the shady cactus. When Aster touched the statue, it relayed tourist information to him. Yo, yo, funky monkeys! The Lancelot Tourism Association brings you this hella cool guidance. Go west of the city of Saphir. West being just being left if you don't got a compass. East, you've got Lionel. That should be as common knowledge as pop and soda being the same thing, so remember it. Statue offered its unsolicited guidance, then fell silent. There was something there. There's all kinds of weird shit on the map that you want to investigate. That's a heart. It's hot. Don't know how long it can last. How do people from this country do it? Yeah, the blistering sun seems to tan their skin. I feel like I could get sunburned any second. The heat does suck a little, but a tan riche, huh? I bet that'd be super cute. No way. Tans are bad for your skin. You're too obsessed with things like that, like beauty-related stuff. More like you don't care about it enough. Aster, I always tell her to do all kinds of stuff, but she never listens. I do try to follow your orders to the best of my abilities, but I forget about it in about 3 days. So you teach Ramius about that stuff. Sometimes, she never follows through with it, though. Tiny bit of effort could change so much, but I've given up telling her at this point. Ha. I'm a bit surprised, though. You've told me before never to talk about these matters around men. It's okay around Aster. Why? Since we're married. I see, I guess that makes sense. What is that? Oh, there's something there. The fuck is that? Oh, Everyone's HP fully healed. Oh, that's a trap. Our weapons are not strong enough yet, so we gotta use strong attacks for pretty much every enemy right now. Master touched the statue and relayed tourist information to him. Yo, yo, sweet peas, the Lancelot Tourism Association brings you this hella cool guidance. Go north and you'll find the ultra recommended Lake Guinevere. Unless you cut the capital of Lancelot, check out some of that Heidi bread. South there's the cities of Sephir and Lionel. People mix them up as they mix up your and yours, so watch yourselves. The statue offered its unsolicited guidance and fell silent. Oh, it's a Jizu statue. Maybe there was some on my island too. Maybe I should offer some prayers. That's an Interjizu. An Interjizu? Look where its place is on an intersection where there's lots of cow carriage accidents. Oh, I get it. If you put a Jizu statue there, it warns people not to recklessly drive. I see. The presence of a Jizu statue wouldn't make you want to do anything that could receive divine punishment. No, the statue just has a security camera in it. Security camera? Anything the statue sees is sent to the highway patrol. Break the law and you'll get arrested. But I see some offerings left around it. Seems like a lot of people think it's a real Jizu statue to me. That's okay, they make them by hauling real Jizu statues out, so it basically is one. Now that sounds like it deserves divine punishment. I sure got the feeling some god-inflicted curse would cause more accidents, if anything. And one of the... Okay. Huh? What's wrong, Astro? Looks like you're confused about something. When we're walking on this road, I suddenly feel like I was floating. I don't feel anything. I see the road is somewhat uneven, so it might create that sensation. When I think I'm floating, there's kind of like a tingling in my balls. What balls? I mean, my testicles, obviously. You two don't feel it? How would we? That's right, Aster. Women don't have testicles. They have ovaries. I didn't need a serious answer, Ramius. Aww. Aster thought to himself that the next time he was here alone, he'd get his fill of the tingly sensation. Ball-raising road. Uh-oh. And with the entrance to Sephir, we're going to go ahead and end it. This has been a longer than normal evenicle, and hope you guys will stay tuned for more of it. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Hentai Games Corner with evenicle.